60 healthy volunteers are being sought to test a vaccine for the Ebola virus. Professor Adrian Hill is director of the Jenner Institute at the University of Oxford. He says the vaccine has already been tested on primates, and he's looking for 18 to 50-year-olds to take part in the study of the experimental vaccine for GlaxoSmithKline. The trial is due to get underway next month, and he joins us now. Professor Hill, good afternoon, and thanks for talking to us.
Good afternoon to you.
Human trials are to be fast-tracked. What might that mean? How quickly might they begin and be concluded?
Well, if everything goes well, we will be vaccinating people next month. And that would be here in Oxford at the university. And these would be healthy volunteers. But then we have a very ambitious timeline to start vaccinating in West Africa at the start of October, and even to have enough data by the end of the year for WHO to take a decision on whether this vaccine is worth using and giving to people in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and so on, to try and prevent infection.
It's been tested on animals, and obviously those results are encouraging.
Yeah, they're very encouraging. So a single dose will protect the monkey against Ebola. That's what we know so far. We also know that this type of vaccine, it's a particular type where you take a single gene from Ebola in this case and put it into a harmless virus that helps infect cells. We've used that technology now in lots of trials for malaria, TB, and other investigational vaccines, and the safety profile has looked very good so far. So we're reasonably confident that this vaccine will be safe. The big question is, will it produce a strong enough immune response in people to actually be protective?
And how would you know that, or rather, how soon might you know that?
Well, if things go well, again, we should know that by sometime late October, early November. We need to find the right dose. So since it's never been given to a person, we have to try several doses, and that's why there are 60 people involved. But what you end up doing is comparing the immune response you measure in people to what was protective in the monkey study that you referred to.
And you need to be assured that this will provide a lasting protection. It's no good, obviously, if it doesn't protect after 3 weeks or a month.
Yeah, it's interesting that. I mean, normally we like our vaccines to protect for years, but in this outbreak situation where, you know, hopefully the outbreak might be over in 6 months' time, a vaccine that worked for 3 or 4 months might be quite useful. So you're right, we don't know how long it'll last for, but we'll be measuring that as well in these trials.
Up to now, the concentration seems to have been on the search for a cure. You've been going the other way in looking for a vaccine to prevent somebody becoming infected. Is this something you were doing anyway and merely accelerated the process given the worrying increase in deaths in West Africa?
Yeah, so, you know, I've been doing vaccines for 20 years. I've never seen anything move at this speed before. You know, before, typically it might take you 6 months or a year to get a trial through all the regulatory hoops and the paperwork and the reviews and so on. This is happening in weeks, not in half a year. And what you've got is the WHO, a major pharma company, GSK, the National Institutes of Health in the United States that have done the monkey studies, and a team not just in the UK, but in the Gambia and in Mali in West Africa, all ready to go. So this is really unprecedented in the speed it's happening at. And that's because Ebola is a global public health emergency, as the WHO have declared. And it's not getting any better.
And
the numbers yesterday are worse than we expected.
Well, once, let's suppose, in the happy event that you arrive at something that you believe can have an effect, how readily might that be made available to people and on what basis? Is this something that would be given by GlaxoSmithKline to the various health authorities in West Africa? Who's going to foot the bill for all of this?
Correct. Well, interestingly, the Wellcome Trust, which is a major charity in London, has paid the bill not just for the clinical trials I've talked about, but for manufacturing an initial batch, which will be around about 10,000 doses. And exactly as you say, that will be donated through the WHO to the relevant health authorities in Liberia and other affected countries. And the primary target population that we would like to vaccinate as soon as possible is actually healthcare workers. Because, you know, it's a real problem. There are lots of cases. There are only so many doctors and nurses in those countries. Over 70 have died already. Some of the others, understandably, are a bit reluctant to come to work. So if we had a vaccine to treat first responders, if you like, that would be fantastic,
Professor,
even if you couldn't vaccinate the whole population.
Professor, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this afternoon.